奉耶稣基督圣名，我们在这里一起来查考圣经。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible here together.
那各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
And peace to all the brothers and sisters.
那很高兴在这里能够跟大家一起来有这么一个美好的安息圣日。
And we thank God that we are able to have such a wonderful Sabbath together today.
那我们今天，好久以前我就写下，你们就问说要讲什么，那我呢就写下四大先知，我讲四堂。
And the topic that I was asked to give, I chose to go with the four major prophets.
那把它连起来就是等候爱哭回归国度。
And when you connect them together, it becomes waiting, weeping, return, and kingdom.
当然没有办法讲得很详细了。
And of course, I will not be able to go into a lot of detail.
旧约圣经，我们知道开始就是五卷，就是摩西五经。
And the Bible begins with the five books of Moses.
就是创出立民生。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
那接下来就是所谓的历史书。
And then after that are the historical books.
从耶稣雅记。
Starting from the book of Joshua.
那一直到那个以斯帖记。
Until the book of Esther.
哦、这是讲历史的。
And these are books regarding history.
那接下来就是智慧书。
And then after that are the wisdom books.
那智慧书雅各之后就是以赛亚书。
And following that is Isaiah.
那从以赛亚、耶利米、以西结、但以理。
And then following that is Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
这一般都把它称作大先知书。
And these four books are regarded as the major prophets.
不是说他们个子比较大，或是做工比较多，不是叫做大。
It does not mean that they were in greater physical stature or that they did more work.
或是他们比较早。
Or that they were earlier.
也不一定。
It's not necessarily true.
大先知是因为他们篇幅比较多。
The major prophets is because their messages are longer or more.
像以赛亚书有六十六章。
Like the book of Isaiah has 66 chapters.
那耶利米书有52章。
And Jeremiah has 52 chapters.
然后加上哀歌，总共有57章。
And including Lamentations has 57 books.
那在以西结。
And then following that is Ezekiel.
那这个四大先知书之后就是十二小先知。
And following the major prophets are the minor prophets.
那如果你把这个先知书就是总共，其实在以前希伯来人他们的圣经没有分十二小先知，而只是一卷先知书，就十二小先知放成一卷。
In the past, the Israelites did not have the books divided into major and minor prophets. They just had all of the books into one scroll.
就是十二小先知书只是一卷。
Oh, all of the 12 minor prophets were one scroll.
那不一样在哪里？
So,
为什么会这样？
So what is the difference?
因为十二小先知，它是每个先知书有一个特定的那个一个主题。
For the minor prophets, each one of the books has its own theme.
那个当然是当中有时候没有那个相连性相关性。
And sometimes they are not connected to each other.
但是如果你看那个以赛亚、耶利米、以西结、但以理。
But if you look at Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel.
你可以看到在时间上是一个接一个的。
You can see that they connect to each other.
所以如果你把它的重要的主题提出来，当然里面主题很多了，很最重要的提出来。
But, so if you take out their major themes,
那我们可以用那个，就是我们黑板所讲的等候，用这个主题来看以赛亚。
Then we can look at Isaiah from the theme of waiting.
所以我们等一下开始要讲以赛亚书，就是以等候这个主题来讲。因为如果要以赛亚书全部要讲的话，我看。讲三十个小时都还不够。
So when we study the book of Isaiah later, we will look at it from the aspect of waiting, because if we were to go through everything, we would not be able to finish it in 30 some hours.
在等待当中，接下来就是一个破灭的时代。
And during the time of waiting, it was a time of desolation.
It's destruction.
Destruction.
这时候就爱哭了。
And so next comes weeping.
圣经你想到哭, 你就一般人都会想到耶利米。
And when anyone thinks of weeping, most people will think of Jeremiah.
耶利米最会哭，也不哭也不行。
And Jeremiah was, he wept a lot, and he could not but weep.
所以才有耶利米哀歌啊。
So that is why there's the Book of Lamentations.
哀歌完之后, 接下来就是回归。
And after the lamentation, then came return.
神又回来了。
And God returned to his people.
神的荣耀又回归了。
And his glory returned.
因为这之前神荣耀离开了。
Because previously his glory had departed.
回归之后, 就接下来就是但以理书。
And after following his return will be Daniel.
但以理书是国度。
And Daniel is about the kingdom.
你可以看得到, 两个国度。
Can see two kingdoms.
神的选民在地上国度怎么生活。
Can see how the chosen people of God live in this world.
同时神的选民也在神的国度里面。
But at the same time, the chosen people are also in the spiritual kingdom.
那这整个四大主题，等候、爱哭、回归、国度。
So these four major themes of waiting, weeping, return, and kingdom.
这个虽然是历史的事件。
Although these are following the history.
但是这个历史事件反映到属灵的神的事件。
But these events within history are reflecting what is going on in the spiritual kingdom.
所以我们这个四大先知书，大体来讲，这就是一个很大概的。你有这样的概念的话，那就可以了。
So for these four major prophets, if you can have this overall picture, then you will understand the majority of it.
在这个以赛先知的时代。
So during the time of prophet Isaiah.
我们知道。 以赛亚，我看以赛亚书哈，第一章第一节。Let
us turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse
1。好，你这边讲英文的比较多，还是讲中文？听英文比较多，那就你念。Okay,
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which we saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Kings of Judah.
所以这是讲他的什么时候他当先知。
So this tells us during which time period he was a prophet.
因为他经过了好几个国王。
Because he served during the time of many of kings.
就是乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯跟西西甲。
Which would be Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
这是差不多主前第八世纪。
And this is about the 8th century BC.
就是主耶稣之前768到740年。
So this is about 760.
这是乌西亚的时代。
The time of Uzziah was about 760 years before Christ, and he lived for a long time.
那第一章第一节就看出来，他在这个时候已经是神的先知了。
And we can see in verse 1, he's already the prophet of God.
那以赛亚是以什么开始？
And how did Isaiah begin?
你看第二节。
And let's look at verse 2.
神开始就呼天抢地，就是呼天呼地了。
So he calls out to heavens and the earth.
神说，这神说，天哪，要听。
For God says himself that, hear, O heavens.
要侧耳听。
And give ear, O earth.
因为神说,
For the Lord has spoken,
我养育儿女啊,
I have nourished
将他们养大了,
and brought up children.
他们竟悖逆,
and they have rebelled against me.
所以这是一个悖逆的时代。
So this is a time of rebellion.
一开始就是悖逆。
And once they begin, it was already in a time of rebellion.
那神再用一个比喻了,
So God uses an analogy.
牛认识主人啊。
The ox knows its owner.
你那个农夫养牛，那个你拿东西给他吃，他不会用脚触你的。
Where the farmer, when he feeds the ox, the ox will not kick him.
如果你不是他的主人，他会吃你。
But if you are not his owner, then he will turn against you.
那驴子也认识主人了。
And the donkey
的草
knows its master's crib.
但是神说，这以色列我从小把他们养大。
But Israel does not know me, even though he has brought him up.
他不认识我。
He does not know him.
他也不留意。
And the people do not consider him.
好，接下来就是神开始说，啊，犯罪的国民。
So continuing on, verse 4, he says, Alas, sinful nation.
所以从以赛亚书，这是一个面对一个绝望的时代。
So Isaiah is facing a very hopeless type of generation.
那在这样的一个好像没有希望的时代里面。
In this time of no hope.
以赛亚书其实信息，那个希望的信息最多。
But Isaiah's message of hope was the greatest.
但是要等候。
But he told them they must wait.
如果讲到耶稣，一定都会讲到以赛亚书。
And if we talk about Jesus, we will always go back to the book of Isaiah.
讲耶稣的时候，绝对以赛亚书要看几遍。
When we speak of Jesus, we definitely will turn to Isaiah a few times.
不但在耶稣时代，就是到我们现在时代，也要看以赛亚书。
Not only in the time of Jesus, but also to us, for us today, we still need to study Isaiah.
一般神学生如果要读启示录，一定要读先读以赛亚书。
For the theological students, if they want to read Revelations, they need to first read Isaiah.
因为以赛亚书有很多的预言呢。
Because Isaiah has many prophecies.
很简单的，我们看第二章哈。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章，啊，先念。
Chapter 2, verse 1, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
Okay, 第二节。
2, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it.
在台湾总会，你进门的，进大门的旁边的左边的大柱子上面就刻了这些，就有一个牌子，就写这句话。
And the Taiwan GA building, when you enter the main entrance on the left, you'll see a plaque that has this verse carved on it.
从第二章开始哦。
Starting from chapter 2.
一直出现的就是末后的日子或是到那日。
What keeps repeating is in the latter days.
你等一下把它 key in 到那个你的 Bible tour 里面，很多。
So if you do a search in your Bible reference or software, you'll see that this repeats many times.
你看第二章的第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11 of chapter 2. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, the haughtiness of...
第二章十一节到那日。
And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
That day, 那天。
In that day.
然后呢，第十二节。
And in verse 12.
必有主降华的一个日子。
For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come.
十七节。
Verse 17.
在那日。
Exalted in that day.
二十节。
Verse 20.
到那日。
In that day.
那第三章呢？时间又更短了。
And chapter 3, the time shortens.
第七节。
Verse 7. In that day.
到那时候。你把这个继续看下去很多。
If you continue looking through the book, you'll see many of this recurring.
这是预言哦。
And this is a prophecy.
你看第三章，譬如说第十八节。
And let's look at verse 18 of chapter 3. In that day.
对，四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1. And in that day.
第二节。
Verse 2. In that day.
继续，你可以看到很多的。
And continuing on, you will see many more of these.
好，那这个是对那一天是哪一天？
And what does this day refer to?
神在讲预言，有时候预言这个叫做多重的应验性 ，multiplied fulfillment of a prophecy.
So, in when we speak of prophecies, there's also multiple fulfillment of a prophecy.
它有时候应验一次，再一次，再一次。
Sometimes the same prophecy can be prophesied multiple times.
但是到最后是最终的，就是世界末了的那一点。
But the very last fulfillment of it will be the final coming or second coming of Lord Jesus.
我们现在用一个例子来讲。
And let us use an example now.
以赛亚书，你看我们到第五章，我们看到很多日子，对不对？
In chapter 5, we can see many days.
就是那日，那日。
Many of the in that day.
那在那日呢，都是预言，并且呢，神给很多的那个希望。
And every time you see that, it is a prophecy, and it is a way of, and it is God giving them hope.
以赛亚已经是神的先知咯。
Isaiah is already a prophet of God.
先知只是神讲什么，你就把神的话再讲一遍。
And the prophet only repeats what he has already heard from God.
神的传声筒就是了。
And he just conveys the message.
第六节一个转变咯。
And in verse 6, there is a turn.
在这里这第六章了哈。
Oh, in chapter 6.
第以赛亚书第六章，这个我们常常讲的。
In Isaiah chapter 6 is a commonly referred to passage.
这是天上宝座的一个意象。
This is a vision of the throne of heaven.
你看乌西亚王死的那一年。
It was the year of Uzziah's death.
不是那个乌西亚王吗？第六章第一节。
Yeah, King Uzziah's death.
Okay.
Yeah.
这是主前740年的时候发生的。
And this was of 740 BC.
这时候神跟他看了异象。
And at this time, God gave Isaiah a vision.
如果我们对历史熟悉一点的话，我们就要晓得乌西亚王是很好的王，是复兴的王。
If we are familiar with history, we know that Uzziah was a very good king and he brought a revival.
乌西亚也是很强的王。
He was also a very strong king.
但是世上的很多的帝国，很多的强的王，有一天也会过去了。
But all of the powerful and the mighty kings of this world will also pass away.
就在乌西亚王死的那一年。
In the year that King Uzziah died.
他看到主就是神坐在高高的宝座上。
Isaiah saw the Lord sitting high above on a throne.
人死了绝对不会再坐在宝座上了。
If a person dies, then they will not sit high on a throne.
一定从宝座下来换人了。
They will come down from the throne and it will change to another king.
然后呢？但是呢，神的宝座永远不会下台的。
But the Lord's throne, He will always be upon it.
所以这是一个很大的对比啊。
So this is a great comparison here.
那他的衣服呢，下啊垂下。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
那个遮满圣殿。那我们再看第二节哈。
And looking at verse 2,
有撒拉佛。
We see the seraphim.
这个。你看这些撒拉佛就是可以跟那个启示录第四章的四活物相比啊。
And the seraphim can be compared to the four living creatures of Revelations chapter 4.
所以以赛亚书第六章的这个情景其实可以跟启示录第四章做一个对比。
So this chapter in Isaiah chapter 6 can be compared within Revelations.
他们都是一样呼圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Because they both called out, "Holy, holy, holy."
神的荣耀充满了殿。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
我们看第五节哦。
And let's look at verse 5.
以赛亚怎么反应
？What does Isaiah respond?
这时候他已经是神的工人了。
Already he is a worker of God at this point.
他已经是神的先知了。
He is already a prophet.
已经是神的代言人了。
And he is already a messenger.
神借着他讲出很多的预言呢。
And he has spoken many prophecies for God.
他看到这样一个很大的、伟大的景象的时候
，But when he sees such a awesome and mighty vision，
也是一个圣洁的景象的时候
，And a scene of holiness，
平常看不到的
，Which you normally cannot see。
他一看到第一反应说他该死。
His first reaction was that he ought to die。
他说：“祸在我灭亡的。
”He said, "Woe to me, for I am undone."
因为我的嘴唇不洁，我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
因为接下来神要让他做一件比较特殊的工作。
Because following this, God would give him a more special task.
这工作很特殊哦。
And this work is very unique.
那他现在有自己的自觉啊，自己觉得到自己该灭亡。
And now he has a self-realization that he ought to be destroyed.
因为不圣洁。
Because he is not holy.
那你不圣洁，你要自觉。
If you are not holy, you need to come to this self-realization.
你装的圣洁没有什么意思的。
If you pretend to be holy, then it has no meaning.
他讲出自己不圣洁了。
He says out himself, I am not holy.
不是对人讲啊。
He is not saying this to other people.
对神讲。
But he says this to God.
因为我们知道吗？我们老板是神了。
Because we know that our boss is God.
他一这样讲。
And as soon as he said this.
第六节。
Verse
6. 神就派天使来了。
God sent a seraphim.
把那个红炭用火剪从坛上取下来。
And to pick a live coal from the altar.
第七节。
Verse 7.
将这个炭沾在他的嘴巴上面。
And the coal was touched to his mouth.
你看，就好像 barbecue 一样，这样子。
And it's like the sizzling of a barbecue.
但是这是象征性的了，不是真的。你烫下去还得了啊？那嘴巴都连在一起了。
And this is a symbolic action. It was not did not actually happen because it would have really hurt.
所以你要传神的话，语言要圣洁。
If you want to speak the words of God, your mouth, your lips must be clean.
那神会洁净你。
And God will cleanse them.
神要用你。神要用你了，当他的器皿。
If God wants to use you as a vessel.
好了，所以他将炭那个站在他的嘴巴上。
So God used the coal to touch his lips.
并且说你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
And he said, "Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged."
好，神先让他洁净。
So now he is cleansed.
接下来我们很熟悉的哈。
And the following we are very familiar with.
第八节哦。
Verse 8.
他洁净之后，他才会听到一个声音。
Only after he is cleaned does he hear a voice.
听到什么声音呢？
And what is the voice?
主的声音。
Is the voice of the Lord.
他说，我可以差遣谁呢？
He says,
谁肯为我们去呢？
Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
我们每次在招神学生都是念这句啊。
Whenever we are looking for theological students, we often use this phrase.
或是我们那个勉励人家来煮饭也用这句嘛。
Or when we encourage people to cook, then we also use this phrase.
在教会里面，你就是来扫厕所跟去当神学生是一样的。
In the church, whether you are cleaning the restroom or you are a theological student, it is all the same.
不是说哦，当神学生就比较高贵，绝对不会。
It doesn't mean that if you are a theological student, you are of a higher status.
好了，那他听到了。
And now he has heard this voice.
他怎么回答呢？
And how does he respond? 他
说，我在这里，请差遣我。
He says, "Here am I, send me."
好了。这句我们都很熟悉的嘛。
This is a phrase we are very familiar with.
当我们听到说教会有人有需要煮饭了，你说我在这里，你安排吧。
And when we hear that there's a need for people to cook, we say, "Here am I, assign me."
好，事情没有结束哦。
But this is not the conclusion.
好，他得到信息说你要讲什么。
He receives a message of what he should say.
如果是你的话，你听了已经晕倒在地啊！
If you heard this, you probably would have fainted on the spot.
你说我在这里，请差遣我。
You said, "Here am I, send me."
第九节哈。
And in verse 9,
神就说了。
God says,
你去告诉这些百姓。
Go and tell these people.
他们听要听见。
Keep on hearing.
不明白。
But do not understand.
看是要看见。
Keep on seeing.
却不晓得。
But do not perceive.
第十节。
Verse 10.
要使这百姓心门只有。
Make the heart of this people dull.
耳朵发沉。
And their ears heavy.
眼睛昏迷。
And shut their eyes.
那恐怕他眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白过来，那个回转过来，变得医治。
Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed.
教会安排说，你教会说有谁要来扫地
？If the church says, "Who can come and sweep the floor?"
你说我在这里，请差遣我。
You say, "Here am I, send me."
好了，那负责人跟你讲了。
And、then the church council says to you,
你扫呢，扫一千遍都扫不干净的。
If you sweep it 1,000 times, it will never be clean.
因为你扫一遍那个这个什么，这个很特殊的地毯呢，它那个毛就会起来。那个沙子就起来，意思说你没有希望，一直扫，一直扫。
Because every time you sweep it, it's a very special carpet that the dust and the dirt will return. So every time you sweep it, it will be hopeless. It will keep on sweeping.
那你来煮饭呢？
And if you come to cook,
永远煮不熟。
The food you cook will never be done.
你去讲道给人家听。
And if you speak to other people the gospel,
你讲道给人听目的是什么？
What is the purpose of preaching?
让他听嘛，
is to let them hear,
是不是？让他看见嘛，
and let them see.
神跟他做，跟他讲哦。
But God says to him,
你去哦。
You go.
他们听。
And they will hear.
不明白。
But they will not understand.
那呢？要看就看不见。
They will see, but they do not perceive.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他们的心已经蒙油了，一层油盖在那里了，很厚啊。
Because their heart is already covered with a thick layer.
耳朵发沉。
And their ears are dulled.
眼睛昏迷。
And their eyes are blinded.
你要不要去啊？
Do you want to go?
你想说，你的反应一定会跟以赛亚一样的。
Your reaction would probably be like Isaiah.
有一句话说，英雄识时务嘛，对不对？就是你是一个能够看见事情的它的结果，看见事情的真相的人，那你才是聪明人嘛。
There's a saying that if you can see the result or conclusion of something, then you are a smart person.
你明明晓得，人家已经给你讲，你这个不要去，他的答案是不。
If you already know the conclusion and that they will say no,
你会不会去啊？
Would you still go?
你还想说省省这个力气吧？
Oh, you will say,
省一省这个力气啊。
You will say, oh, let me just save my effort then.
好，那以赛亚就想说，奇怪了，神派我这个是没有办法完成的工作啊。
And Isaiah is thinking, this is very odd that God is sending me to a work that will never be completed.
那你也会问啊。
And you would have asked as well.
所以以赛亚问的就跟我们一样的。
And what he asked would be the same as us.
第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
他我就说，就是以赛亚就说了。
Then Isaiah said.
他一叫了主啊
！He cried out, Lord.
这到几时为止呢
？How long?
要多久啊
？How long will this last?、哎、
如果刚刚出去下冰雹、哦、那个大冰雹啊，我看你想说等一下再出去啊，等一下，不然你出去一个冰雹下来就没命了。
If we were to go outside and we see large hail coming down from the sky, we would think, let me go out later because I will be harmed by this.
你要等候嘛。
You would wait.
以赛亚问说：“要到什么时候
？”And Isaiah asked, "How long?"
等到他们眼睛能够看，心能够明白，听能够耳朵不会发沉的时候再去嘛。
Well, let me just wait until their heart is not dulled, their ears are not heavy, and their eyes are not shut.
那神给他回答什么
？And what does God respond?
神给他回答说：“要你要等哦，好，可以哦。”
He says, okay, if you want to wait, that's fine.
他说要等到什么时候
？How long do you have to wait?
直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，无人，土地极其荒凉。
Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate.
要不要等啊
？Do you want to wait this long?
你不用等啊。
You don't need to wait this long.
为什么？
Why?
如果你等的话，等到最后是。没意义啊
If you wait this long, in the end, there is no meaning.
他以赛亚是说我要等到什么时候他们才能够听才能够看才能够明白
Isaiah is asking how long do I need to wait before they will be able to see and understand.
也就是说这个现象要到什么时候为止啦
And he's saying how long will this type of situation last?
这个现象停止了我再去讲嘛
When this situation is over, then I will go and speak.
神跟他回答
And God responds,
如果你要等的话
if you want to wait,
那就是你会等到没有人了。
You will wait until there is not a person left.
那再去有没有意思
And then is there any meaning for you to go?
给空气听啊。
You will be speaking to the air.
也就是说，这是不可能的工作，但是你也要去做。
This is to say that this is an impossible work, but you still need to do it.
你去讲哦，这个是很难的。
To do this, to say this is very difficult.
你明明晓得这个人已经拒绝别人拒绝一百次了。
You already know that this person has rejected this message 100 times.
并且他也跟人家说你再去他会拒绝。
And he has already said to others that if you come, he will reject you again.
你要不要去
？Would you still go?
也要去啊。
You still have to go.
因为神说你要去啊。
Because God told you to go.
去了他真的拒绝你了。
And you go, and he truly rejects you.
你不要以为太太惊奇啊。
Don't be too surprised.
好，再去。
And then he needs to go again.
再听不懂。
And he still doesn't understand.
要到什么时候
？Until when？
这边神讲的了哈。
Here God is.
城邑荒凉，无人居住，空空的了。这些人都被抓到外国去了。
Until the cities are empty, because the people have been exiled to other countries.
十二节哈。
In verse 12.
并且主将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的土地很多。
The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land.
如果有剩下十分之一，
yet a tenth will be left in it, verse 13.
这些剩下的人也被砍伐。
And these, the stump remains where it is cut down.
但是最后呢，是那个树啊，砍到最后，树棍哈，还树孽还留在那里。
Even though the tree is cut down, at the end, a stump will be left.
这是余下的余民余种。
And this is the holy seed.
哎，这些放在这里做什么？
Why is this? Why does this stump remain?
在等候。
It is waiting.
所以整个以赛亚书就是在等候。
So the entire book of Isaiah is about waiting.
所以你可以看得到，这个是其实这个现象一直在重复哎。
And we see that this same situation keeps on repeating.
以赛亚讲过一次哈。
Isaiah said this once.
我们来看主耶稣有没有这样说。
Let us see if Jesus also said this.
我们来看马太福音第十三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13.
我们从第十节
from verse 10
读到第十六节
to verse 16. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? 11. He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. 12. For whoever has to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. 13. Therefore I speak to him in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. 14. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. 15. For the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so I should heal them. 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
在耶稣那个时代就应验了。
And during this time, Jesus, repeats this.
这一句话，以赛亚的预言应验了。
The prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled in the time of Jesus.
应验在谁的身上？
Fulfilled upon who?
你就看上下就知道，应验在那个文士法利赛人身上。
If you look at the context, you will see it is on the Pharisees.
你跟文士法利赛人怎么讲，他都没有办法听不明白。
No matter how Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and scribes, they would not understand.
其实法利赛人跟文士是当时的人里面最有希望来接受耶稣的。
Actually, the Pharisees and scribes were the people during that time who had the most potential of understanding the message.
从知识来讲，他们那个摩西五经念得滚瓜烂熟。
They were so familiar with the books of the Bible.
他们很知道这个就是应验的。神的话的这个弥赛亚
，and they knew of the Messiah who was prophesied to come.
但是他们没办法
，but they did not, they were not able to.
门有了，心门有。
Except because their hearts were dulled.
使徒时代，我们从《使徒行传》第二章真正的开始，就是圣灵降下。
And starting from Acts chapter 2 in the apostolic era.
好，那《使徒行传》一开始呢是。打开的。
The time of the apostles begins with the gospel being opened.
但是到了二十一章之后，慢慢的缩。
But in chapter 21, the door is slowly being closed.
哎，慢慢的缩了哈，慢慢的。
It is gradually closing.
那到最后呢
？And in the end.
二十八章。
In chapter 28.
这是一个切断性的一个时代。
And this is a time when the gospel is cut off.
28章，若你从23节念到29节。
In chapter 28, if you read from verse 23 and on.
这是最后的一次，你说布道会也好，或是说座谈会也好，或是家庭什么福音茶会也好。
This is the last gospel fellowship or evangelical service.
这个跟以前不一样的。
And this was different from all the previous times.
你看第二章开始是，哦，爆发性的，走到哪里讲到哪里。
In chapter 2, it was very dynamic. Wherever they spoke, they preached. Wherever they went, they spoke and preached.
但是在这个时候是约好了，到保罗那边去。
But in this chapter, it was prearranged to go to Paul's.
23节嘛，哈。很多人到他的余处来。
that many came to him at his lodging.
我在想他可能要借这些椅子吧，还是
？He probably needed to borrow some chairs.
不然就坐地上也可以了。
Or they probably sat on the floor.
那保罗也是很认真哦。
And Paul was very diligent.
他说从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道，以摩西的律法和先知的书。
From morning until evening, he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets.
在《使徒行传》里面很少整天讲道的。
In the book of Acts, it is very rare for you to see a full day of evangelism.
你看第二章那个彼得，其实把旧约的几节经节就把它串起来，就很多人来了。
You see in Acts chapter 2, all Peter said was a few verses from Old Testament, and many people came.
讲完之后，整天讲啊，从早到晚。
And here he spoke from morning till evening.
但我在想中餐怎么办呢？
So I thought, what happened to lunch?
好，但是二十四节了。
But we look at verse 24.
讲完的结果是他所说的话，有信的，有不信的，他们彼此不和，就散了。
Some believed and some did not, and after that they scattered.
二十八章哈。
Chapter 28.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
还没散之前，保罗讲一句话。
And before they departed, Paul spoke one word.
他说：“圣灵借先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。”
The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers.
二十六、二十七，完全把以赛亚书我们刚念过的第六章那个重新再讲一次。
In verse 26 and 27, he repeats what we had just read. In verse 26, saying, Go to this people and say, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. 27, For the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should turn with their heart, understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them.
保罗的最后一句话就是这句话。
These are the last words of Paul.
关门了。
That's the gospel has been closed.
实在是用这句话关门，是说没有希望了，停。
And this is how the book of Acts is closed, that there is no hope at this time.
但是在关门之后，有两个信息。
But before this door is closed, there are two messages.
一个是二十八章，这预言性的一句话。
One is in verse 28, it is a prophecy.
好，用英文念一下哈。念的时候，那个如果你是读初中、高中，你再分析一下这个文法，那个动词的文法是什么时态。
And while we are reading, while I'm reading this verse, we can think about what is the tense in this used in this verse. Verse 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
在这句里面，关于外邦人的事情有两个时态嘛，哈。
So regarding the Gentiles, there are two tenses here.
说你们要知道什么呢？神这救恩如今传给外邦人。
That you need to know something. It is that the gospel has been sent to the.
Has been, 这是 perfect tense 嘛，是不是？
Has been is in the perfect tense.
如果以希腊文来讲，这是基于过去的一个动作的现在的状况。
It is something that has happened in the past and is in the present now.Or continuing to the present.
对，这是以前发生的，以前开始的，但是一直到现在。
It is something started in the past and continuing to the present.
那接下来那个呢？
And continuing on.
他们必听受。
And they will hear it.
这是未来式啊。
And this is in the future tense.
你如果一般你读这个没有感觉，怎么会这样子？很怪啊。
If you read this, you would think it is strange.
福音已经传给外邦了。
The gospel has already been preached to the Gentiles.
那他们将要听，这个完成式跟未来式中间有一个很大的间隔的啦。你绝对不会把这个两个时态放在一起讲的，不一样的。
In the future, they will hear it. So you would not think they would put together these two different tenses.
也就是说，以使徒时代当时的教会的宣道结束了。
This is to say that the preaching during the time of the apostles has ended.
接下来虽然有很多人在讲，但是都没有用了。
And in the after this, when people continue to repeat and speak these words, it will have no use.
在等待未来。
And until the future.
在我们知道，在圣经里面， 圣殿是两个时期嘛。
And we know in the Old Testament that the temple of God has two stages.
第一个圣殿是谁造的？
The first temple was created by who?
是神用指头画图给大卫。
The first temple was instructed by God and given, and the directions were given to David.
那大卫准备材料。
And David prepared the materials.
那个所罗门来建造。
And Solomon built it.
第二个圣殿呢？
What about the second temple?
谁开始想说要盖第二圣殿？
Who started to think that the second temple needed to be built?
不是犹太人哦。
It was not the Jews.
是一个外邦的国王。
It was a Gentile king.
古列啊，Cyrus or the Cyrus.
King Cyrus. Cyrus.
古列神感动他。
God moved or touched King Cyrus.
他就讲了哦，你们属神的百姓人，赶快回去盖哦，盖你们的圣殿哦。他有没有去？他不去的。他说我给你们你们要什么都给你们什么。
King Cyrus was moved by God to tell the people that to encourage them to go back and rebuild the temple, but the people did not want to, even though he would provide the materials.
所以第二个圣殿是外邦人建的。
So the second temple was built by Gentiles.
不是以色列人。
It was not.
他们起义的。
The work was not begun by the Israelites.
但是呢，
However,
蓝图一样。
But the blueprint was the same.
所以我们在讲第二圣殿，一定会讲他们在原来的根基上盖。
When we speak of the second temple, we know that they built it upon the foundation of the first.
以赛亚书是一个等候的书。
Isaiah is a book of waiting.
一等，等了两千多年。
And once they waited, they had to wait for 2,000 years.
到现在应验在真耶稣教会身上。
Until it has been fulfilled in the time of True Jesus Church.
让我们休息一下。
And now let us take a break.
时间到了嘛哈。
Because the time has come.
非常好，要暗中，不然会忘记。讲到的人一讲忘记，非常好。
It is good that they ring
the bell. 不要客气。有人说啊，不好意思啊，不好意思，大家受苦，你也受苦，我也受苦。你以为我还喜欢讲那么长？
It's good that they ring the bell to remind us.
谢谢。好，同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 下一堂是我们的那个圣茶。